There was a mass shooting at a conference center in San Bernardino, California. It's a city east of Los Angeles. Police say, quote, upwards of 14 people were killed and upwards of 14 more were injured. Officials did not know yesterday if this was a terrorist attack. Witnesses reported seeing three gunmen who were believed to drive away in an SUV after the shooting. A CNN security analyst says that suggests the attack was planned in advance. Teachers, CNN.com will have the latest details on this incident. Next today, after the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris, France's government asked its allies to increase their military action against the ISIS terrorist group. The governments of Britain and Germany are considering doing exactly that. And the U.S. is expanding its military involvement in Iraq. America is adding a new strike force to the 3,000-plus U.S. troops who are currently in the Middle Eastern country.
After frequent White House denials that U.S. troops would face combat in Iraq and Syria, today the president is ordering dozens of U.S. special forces into combat roles involving direct action against ISIS.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
The new expeditionary force will number in the dozens. Those support forces will expand its total footprint to about 200.
This force and the operations this force will conduct will provide us additional intelligence that will make our operations much more effective.
Part of their mission, raids like this one in northern Iraq in October. A daring joint operation involving Kurdish commandos and the U.S. Army's Delta Force to free these ISIS-held prisoners. Demonstrating the added danger of direct action, one Delta Force operator, Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler, was killed. This new deployment to Iraq is in addition to the 50 special forces the U.S. is already deploying on the ground in Syria.
It puts everybody on notice in Syria. You don't know at night who's going to be coming in the window. And that's the sensation that we want all of ISIL's leadership and followers to have. So it's an important capability.
The expanded U.S. combat role comes in the aftermath of Paris.